On our last evening in camp, well after the sun had set, a small group of young Inuit roared in on snowmobiles. The rangers greeted them. Cigarettes began to glow. It was cold, but not that cold. The men had been hunting caribou somewhere in the west without luck. Suddenly, one of the newcomers stumbled into the crowd. He was upset and told of a young man who'd been riding in the sled he was towing. The passenger had disappeared. He must have fallen off somewhere out on the tundra. Marvin and the other rangers asked for more details, but the young man could only shrug and point. This sort of search and rescue mission the rangers had trained for. But before Akituk could organize it, a pair of rangers suited up and throttled off. We watched their headlights streak into the darkness, grow fainter, and vanish. Then most of us wandered back to our tents to wait and listen for the whine of returning machines. We made tea. Marvin seemed concerned, but not overly so. The missing Inuit had been raised in the Arctic and knew what to do if he found himself alone on the ice. I thought of the bears spotted a couple of days before and tried to imagine what the young man was doing out there. Maybe he was singing hymns.